Well, hello, my friends. Welcome back once again to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you're having a terrific day today and feeling fantastic as always. We got about 24 hours of rain down here in Florida, so supposed to cool some things down for a little bit and knock all this pollen down, which will be very nice. Other than that, running good. Hope you guys are staying healthy. And also, too, the collagen will have more. More's coming in on Wednesday. So the shipments are going out to you guys later on this week for all the pre-orders and for the ones that are on back order. So thank you for being patient with us as those go out this week. And, yeah, you guys need anything, you know where to get a hold of us. How are you doing this morning?
I'm trying to bypass pollen. This has been a pollen weekend, I'm telling you.
Pollen everywhere. Yeah. Like, there's layers of it. You have to kick it out of the road.
Well, no, it's just ridiculous.
Shuffle it out.
Oh, by the way, Israel has just warned Trump against a ceasefire deal with Iran.
Warned as in don't do it or do it?
No ceasefire.
No ceasefire.
They're telling me you can't do a ceasefire.
Well, you know why, don't you?
Go ahead.
No, this is something that I keep covering, and for some odd reason, I'm the only person that keeps covering this. I'm just going to give you guys a brief little geographical lesson here. This is Nakoura, Lebanon. Beautiful little area here. They got lots of beautiful coastal area. Over the weekend, it was deemed that Israel wanted it. So they went in and said, everybody in this town, you have 24 hours to evacuate, or you will be considered an enemy combatant. And this is what they've been doing the entire weekend. All over the entire country of Lebanon, IDF goes in and blows up all residential housing everywhere. And let me clarify, most of these areas are not combat zones. They are not in any type of heavy fighting right now. They just... Israel.
This is not Iran. This is Lebanon.
No, this is Lebanon. Let me clarify. This is Lebanon. Southern Lebanon. And this is Tabia municipality. This literally looks like Gaza now. And a lot of these areas were breadbasket areas. They grew all types of crops there. In the coastal areas of Lebanon. It's not stop. It's been going on all weekend. You have 24 hours to evacuate, or you're considered an enemy combatant. We will kill you if you do not leave your home. That's what they've been doing. This goes on. These videos go on for hours, by the way. They're recording with drones to document all their footage. But yet, not a single person in mainstream media has covered any of this.
We're covering it. Telling you right now.
Is it raining again?
Yeah. Close that door, please. here's what the article says. An Israeli official told Axios that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned the President of the United States, Donald Trump, against accepting an Iranian ceasefire deal during a call between the two on Sunday. The head of the Jewish state previously used Mossad intelligence reports to convince Trump to go to war against Iran. He used Mossad intelligence reports, all right. Jeffrey Epstein files. The last-ditch ceasefire plan, which was presented early Monday, was reportedly rejected by Tehran and Washington. They made a significant proposal, not good enough, but they made a very significant step. We'll see what happens, Trump said while speaking to reporters on Monday. Axios reported that Tehran is following demands for a deal. They just want the war to stop and not just temporary ceasefire. Well, that's good. Middle Eastern nations have been attempting to fascinate peace talks between Washington and Tehran. The U.S., Iran, and a group of regional mediators are discussing the terms of a two-phase deal. You know, Israel, the nation which dragged the United States into the war against Iran, blocked its client state from attempting to end the conflict via bombing Trump's negotiator, Kamal Karazi, before he could meet with Vice President J.D. Vance. We covered that story last week. Reports indicate that Israel has carried out a high-impact airstrike that may have disrupted sensitive back-channel diplomacy between Iran and the United States. Heaven forbid you find somebody you can actually talk to in Iran without getting it approved through Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel, or they will simply kill them.
No kidding.
You know, here's the thing. Why in the world do we always have to talk about one of the smallest slivers of land called Israel in the world and all of the nefarious garbage they're talking about? We know now by the back channels that we've seen that one of the primary people that we're talking about, the Kennedy assassination, said that Israel killed John F. Kennedy, was deeply involved in it with Mossad because he refused to let Israel have nuclear weapons. Now Trump's talking about destroying Iran and completely destroying a civilization. And some people are saying, well, he must be planning on using nuclear bombs. I don't think so. We've got bunker buster bombs that are so powerful that they're unbelievable. We've got the fuel air bombs that we could use. I mean, the amount of armament that we have in the United States and bombs that I'm sure they would love to test on a human population, Austin,
well, they're not
unbelievable.
The thing is, there's not even much infrastructure left to target. That's why they're talking about targeting bridges and electrical grids now. I mean, so are we turning into this now as far as Lebanon and Palestine and Gaza? We're going to start just leveling countries? Level everything they got there.
You know,
we're
spending $1 billion a day. $1 billion a day.
That minimum
on the war. Well, yeah. We've lost a bunch of planes and had a bunch of troops get hurt. And they'll never give us the real numbers, by the way. See, what a lot of you don't realize, because you weren't around to see it all, I was, is that back in the 60s with Vietnam, they had reporters embedded with the troops. And they were videotaping and interviewing reporters, and they were putting it on the evening news as they were loading body bags into airplanes. And the American population said, what are we doing? They didn't realize at that point that we were running this war for the CIA to get opium out of Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam, and all the rest of the places in Southeast Asia that were growing poppies. They didn't realize that we were putting 50 kilos of heroin into every body bag, every casket that was being taken out of Vietnam, to fund the CIA co-ops deals they were doing with Operation Gladio and Operation Condor. Nobody knew any of that was going on. We all know that now from the Senate hearings that were done after that. Here's the problem that I have with all of it. When you have embedded reporters in that group of people that are fighting, you have the ability to get some true news out. Here's the problem. When you take the embedded reporters out, Austin, nobody really knows what's going on over there.
Exactly right.
They could be doing anything. We don't know what's happening in Iran. We don't know what's happening in Tel Aviv. We sure in the heck don't know what's going on in Afghanistan anymore, or the Ukraine. We have no idea, because there are no embedded reporters. We only hear the lies of the mainstream media every single night that are Rothschild controlled, because Reuters and AP Wire are both owned by the Rothschild Banking Corporation. Unbelievable, son.
No, it's exactly what it is. There is no truth anymore. Now there's so much AI on top of that and the constant theater that they're putting out there. That's why I continue to have told everybody, be very cautious what you're believing and what you're parroting and who you're supporting, man. Especially the United States right now. I mean, this is nonsense. I mean, now it comes out and says an entire civilization is going to die tonight.
Well, that infers nuclear weaponry.
Where is this? I mean, in the past, military engagements were kept with military leaders back and forth. When in the world did we start having military rhetoric blasted on Twitter every single day?
Well, Trump.
Tucker Carlson absolutely eviscerated him on Sunday, or Saturday, Monday. Well, yeah, yesterday.
Yeah, because of what he did on Easter Sunday.
Yeah, I told you guys yesterday.
High holy day. We talked about it. We did the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, you guys want to listen to it, you can listen to it from yesterday's show. But, I mean, that was complete and total just blasphemy. I mean, Sunday morning, Resurrection Day.
Hang on a second. I got to find something here. Okay, I'm going to read this. Hang on. I'm going to read this. This is important we understand this.
Interesting. Here we go.
Okay, you ready? What we have discovered at the core basis of the universe, the foundation of the universe, is a single unified field of intelligence. That would be God. A field that unites gravity with electromagnetic light, with radioactivity, with nuclear force, so that all the forces of nature and all the so-called particles of nature, quarks, leptons, protons, neutrons, are now understood to be one. They are all just different ripples in a single existence that is the unified field, which is an energy field that encompasses the entire planet that we're part of. Austin covered this yesterday. And that field is a non-material field, is ultimately a field of consciousness, and everything in the universe is nothing but that. Planets, trees, people, animals, everything. We are all just a vibration of underlying unified superstring field. John Hagelin, particle physicist. The reason I read that is this, and Austin covered this yesterday. When Trump came out and dropped that at 8 o'clock in the morning on Easter Sunday, he went into that unified field of Easter of everybody celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the high holy day of the Christian church, and did his best to disrupt the energy field and destroy everybody's feeling of happiness and thankfulness of what Christ did for us, because he is not a Christian. He has never been a Christian. He has never accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. He doesn't talk like a Christian. He doesn't act like a Christian. He doesn't walk like a Christian. He doesn't do anything like a Christian. And he surrounded himself by a bunch of heathen. Now, that's just the bottom line. And the sad part about all of this stuff is his daughter has converted to Judaism. His son's, his son-in-law is, you know, is Shabbat. His daughter-in-law is Shabbat. She goes to Rabbi Schneerson's grave and prays to him. This whole thing's a nightmare that's being run through Shabbat. And it's the same group that basically used Jeffrey Epstein to basically take all of these people, these leaders, judges, elected officials, politicians, not just Trump, so many thousands of them, and compromise them with acts of just grotesque, you know, perversion. And now they're being told what to do, and they're doing what they're being told. That's what all of this is about. And so when he comes in and does this to Easter Sunday, when everybody's happy to go to church, it's to disrupt the entire field of forgiveness, of love, of all the things that God did for us through Christ. Nobody in their right mind who's the president of the United States of America would release a Trump like that praising Allah on Easter Sunday. What the heck is wrong with him, Austin? I've had it.
Dude, F everybody and open up the street. I was just, yeah, anyways. That again, that's what it did, disrupted everything.
We're a field of consciousness. And we're in an underlying superstring field. That's how God made the earth. We've talked about that. Everything they told us about this planet is a lie. But he wanted to come in and disrupt the energy field of all of this. And I guarantee you, Trump didn't do that because Trump wanted to do that. Trump did that because he was told to do
it. That's exactly right.
You know, I mean, this is all the Kabbalah. Everything's by numbers. Everything's by they do everything systematically through what they call gematria. It's like the most perverted stuff you've ever seen. They take everything and say, oh, this is the day. This is the time. This is when you have to release this. It's by the numbers. It's what they do. And that's what he did. And sure enough, he took that Easter Sunday for so many millions and millions of people and ruined it for the whole day with the filthy language they woke up to on their dog on Twitter.
Well, then what happened was what happened the rest of the day. Every single news outlet covered that from 9 a.m. all the way until last night, and nobody even talked about Easter.
Let me bring it home. I'm bringing it home now. Listen to me. We're coming back to your house now, your home, and your wife, if you're married, or your husband, if you're married. You get up on Easter Sunday morning. Somebody gets pissed off about something. And you get into a fight. Okay? Now, all of a sudden, you got the kids. You're trying to get them dressed for Easter Sunday. Everybody's trying to get dressed. Everybody's yelling at each other. Everybody's fighting with each other. Everybody's mad at each other. Nobody wants to get in the car. Everybody rides to church quiet. Blah, we're angry. And all day long, it's a fight. It's just a fight going on all day long. That's what he did. But he didn't do it to your wife or your husband. He did it to the whole stinking planet on Easter Sunday.
Gosh. Dude, think about it. It's like...
That's what he did. Yeah. Think about it, what he did. I mean, he didn't care about what people thought. You know, I remember Sharon did that to me a few times. I was going off to do a seminar. She'd get in a sort of an argument with me before I got on the airplane, you know. Finally, I said to her, I said, sweetie, I said, you know, what are you doing? I said, you've done this like four or five times now. Can you please not start a fight with me first thing in the morning before I fly away? She goes, you're right. I've been doing that. I won't do it anymore. She stopped. The point is, we all have choices. Trump had a choice. He had to put that out on Easter Sunday morning. He was told to by the Gematria Kabbalist clan that runs the White House, runs him, runs his son-in-law, runs his daughter, runs the whole planet right now to control the central banks, period.
You're right. Well, switching gears here. This is a topic I want to cover here.
Give me all hacked off in the morning.
Pretty good. Get yourself hacked off. Oh, my God. This is a health topic. It says five-way cancer takes hold and how daily habits disrupt it. New research shows nearly 40% of cancers are preventable. I think more than
more
that.
Than that. Yeah. Well, the number one thing is don't take any more COVID shots if you have any of those things.
Yeah.
That has simian 40 in it. It destroys the immune system.
It says five pivotal pathways as far as how cancer takes hold and ways to prevent it and avoid it. It says the immune system, a weakened immune system, which is constantly surveillance. For cancer to develop, it can evade immune surveillance. And essentially it talks about here is making sure you have the proper amount of also vitamin D so you can help out with essentially the white blood cells. And also, two, not taking things that are going to massively ruin your immune system, which ties right back into the COVID shot, which did all types of havoc. Everybody's immune system. Taking the proper right supplements like vitamin C and D3 helps out with specialized white blood cells, including T and B cells. Second one here is what I talk about all the time, chronic inflammation. Acute inflammation is a healthy response. Pain, swelling, redness, signal, something's going on, marshaling resources to heal an injury. Chronic inflammation creates conditions that feed tumor growth. New blood vessels formation that supply malignant cells with nutrient, oxygen, pathways. Inflammation can affect every aspect of tumor development and progression as well as response and therapy.
That's why tumor is so important.
Very good. Massive anti-inflammatory. And that's one of the reasons why the GHI works so good at getting the body
loaded with tumor.
Haven't I told you guys so many times? I said, it doesn't matter what you're trying to do as far as your overall goal. You're trying to lose weight. You're trying to feel better. The first thing you got to do is detoxify your body and get the inflammation down in your body. The body can't absorb nutrients properly. It can't heal properly. It can't grow properly. It can't function properly if it's riddled with inflammation. It says, next thing here, it says the cause of chronic inflammation are largely behavioral and include being sedentary, chronic stress, obesity, and imbalance of gut microbe, a diet high inflammatory foods, poor sleep, chronic exposure to toxins and chemicals. Each one has a lever that can be pulled. Number three on here, we talk about this, insulin resistance. It starts going into what's called syndrome X. We've talked about high insulin, high sugar, long term.
Sugar feeds cancer cells.
Yep.
That's why this is so important to understand.
What did that tie? He was like a Tibetan monk. He was healing people.
It was a good remembering on that. Back in the 90s, Katy Perry, what was her name? It was a Dateline NBC. It was Dateline NBC. Okay. The name will come to me. She used to be a reporter way back when. You guys are all telling me right now. I can't hear you. I'm sorry. But she did a show on a Tibetan monk that said he could cure cancer,
right?
Cure breast cancer, and so she basically went over, grabbed the monk, and he came over with like 200 herbs and spices that he needed to cure breast cancer, and custom stopped him, and I said only could bring a certain amount in with him because they want the rest of the stuff coming into the United States, which is odd to me.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah,
really.
And so what happened? Katie Couric. Don't you remember? And so what happened is they had like five women that all had stage 4 breast cancer. And he told them, he said, look, he said, if I'm going to work with you and you want me to heal you, this monk said this, not Ted Burrow, the monk said this. He goes, you can't do sugar. You can't do any coffee. You can't do any alcohol. No coffee, no sugar, no alcohol. He says, I can't cure the cancer if you eat these or drink these types of foods or drink these types of liquids. And there were like five of them. Two of them said, well, we can't cut out the alcohol and the wine, and we can't cut out the coffee. He said, okay. And they died. Another one said, you know, we can't cut out the sugar. We can't cut out this. And she died. Finally got down to the last couple of them. And they said, look, we don't want to die. You know, newsflash, we don't want to die. If you think you can cure us, do it. And they listened to him. And they completely were healed from stage 4 breast cancer.
Wow.
But he said, I can't cure your cancer with sugar, alcohol, or coffee. Coffee contains a compound called the methylxanthine, which massively increases the risk of breast cancer in women. Coffee is bad for women. Bad, bad, bad. Now, okay, I know you're looking at me now. Because some of you ladies are saying, well, you already got me in a bad mood talking about my husband fighting with me on Christmas Day or Thanksgiving Day or Easter Day. Okay, stop. Let's go past that. Listen to me for a second. If you're hooked on coffee, start on Purple Sticks. It doesn't elevate cortisol. It doesn't have the methylxanthine component that coffee does. Coffee massively increases the risks of tumors and fibroid tumors in breast tissue. It's not healthy for women. Now you say, well, why are you telling women this, not men? Okay, stop. Okay, I got you in a bad mood already. I apologize. Let's come back in the happy side. Women and men are different in case you don't know that. They're different. Okay, women need more sleep in case you didn't know that. Women have hormonal changes throughout the month. They're up and down. Women in some cases where they have children, again, with postpartum depression because they don't have omega-3 in their diets. All these different things that men don't experience. Well, now, some men are kind of weird about stuff. I guess they're putting tampons in boys' bathrooms now. Also, I
don't even know what to say about that.
I don't even know what to say about any of this stuff. This whole thing's gotten weird. And the problem with all of this stuff is that, you know, women are different than men. So women can't handle the alcohol. Women don't process alcohol the way men do. They can't handle it. Their livers can't handle it. They start having all kinds of health problems, liver problems. You look at a woman. Now, forgive me. I'm fixing to get into trouble here, but I'm going to say it anyhow. You look at a woman who smokes and drinks by the time she's at the end of her 20s. She looks rough. She looks a lot older than she is. Men, the same thing. If they smoke and drink all the way up to the end of her 20s, they've aged, but not nearly as much as a woman ages. It's because of the woman's inability to process alcohol properly because they lack certain enzymes. So be really, really careful, ladies. You've got to take care of yourself. If you want to get pregnant, you got to start that off a couple years beforehand. You got to be taking your supplements every day. You got to get off the coffee. You got to get off the sugar. You got to get off the alcohol. You got to get off the chocolate. You said chocolate? You can't say chocolate. Okay. If you're going to get your chocolate, make sure that it's been basically tested. There's no heavy metal contamination in it, like we do the Health Masters protein. Just check it out, because most of the stuff coming out of South America from the cocoa beans, they still use leaded gas down there. And I've mentioned this 100 times on the show. Be careful with chocolate because of lead contamination. So be real careful with yourself if you're a lady. And remember, you got to avoid all this stuff. That's why it's so important to keep the sugar down, the insulin, and all the rest. And that's what they're talking about. Now, the next one is what? Imbalanced hormones.
Right. Well, I'm going to finish this off here. This is interesting. I didn't realize this in detail. It says cancer cells are studded with insulin receptors because they need a ton of sugar to fuel their growth.
And the insulin brings the sugar in.
Because they divide very rapidly, don't get insulin resistant. Insulin resistance is a very dangerous situation, a sort of cancer proliferation. The pretty strong association between high levels of glucose and almost every single cancer, as well as insulin resistance and elevated cancer risk across all tumor areas. I didn't realize that.
You want to starve cancer out? Stop eating sugar. So that's one of the best things to do if you got cancer.
So basically, cancer cells, he said, are loaded with insulin receptors.
They want
so
that
they're,
sugar.
They're sugar hogs. Mm-hmm. So you cut the sugar out, you stop feeding it.
Yeah. And you throw when you add turmeric to your diet, it's like throwing a wet blanket on the doggone cancer, stem cells that produce the cancer cells.
Interesting.
Turmeric's unbelievable what it does. And black seed oil.
I've also heard black seed oil, too.
Here's a little solution to really help your immune system. Turmeric, black seed oil. I had my black seed oil this morning, by the way. Vitamin C, and the vitamin C intravenously, which converts to hydrogen peroxide in the blood, which that brings oxygen to those cells. And the cancer cells don't like oxygen. They're basically anaerobic. They don't like to be saturated with oxygen. And then you basically, if you stay with those three products on an ongoing basis, you radically reduce your risks of immune system problems. Just thought I'd mention that to you.
Well said.
I said that well, didn't I?
It says two major hormones play a role in several cancers are estrogen and cortisol.
And didn't we just talk about women with estrogen hormones change? That's why I don't make it up, guys.
Estrogen drive growth. It grows receptor-positive cancers, breast, ovarian, lung, pancreatic, prostate.
Breast cancer. Just mention it, ladies.
One way to prevent the damage of excess estrogen is also by reducing exposure to xenoestrogens, synthetic compounds found in plastics, pesticides, personal care products.
Roundup and atrazine.
Parabens. Yeah, atrazine, gosh. That mimic estrogen in the body are linked to increased risk of cancers. It says cortisol, known as stress hormone, is also implicated in cancer. Natural cortisol rise in the morning helps prepare the body for alertness. Stressors don't need to be catastrophic, though. Continued levels of cortisol can fuel cancer cells.
That's coffee again, ladies.
Yep, because a constant spike of cortisol all day on there. It says stressors can actually literally fuel the proliferation of cancer cells. That's one of the reasons why stress is so deleterious. It's so important to address. We don't want to reinstate a more normal. We want to reinstate a more normal stress response system. That's one of the reasons, again, like you said, with the purple sticks, it doesn't spike cortisol like coffee does on there, especially if you start drinking. If you really want to fuel cancer, start drinking some of those big old energy drinks, about 50 grams of sugar and about 400 grams of caffeine, and every other synthetic compound known to man out of China.
And then you finish it off with a big soda, a big diet soda with aspartame to increase your risk of brain tumors, brain cancer, seizures, headaches, and optic nerve degradation. Go ahead and dump some of that in there, too.
With a ham sandwich.
With a ham sandwich.
Yeah.
Because then you combine the sodium, then you combine the aspartame with the sodium nitrite, which creates a diketopeperazine, which degraded forms of nitrous urea. And nitrous urea, the most effective agent known to man for reducing malignant brain tumors. Wait a minute. Did you say if I have a diet soda and a pepperoni pizza, I'm going to probably get brain cancer? Yeah, I just did say that. Or if you have a ham sandwich, you have a diet soda. Or you have a glass of iced tea and you sweeten it with with aspartame, with the blue stuff, you can massively increase your risk of brain cancer. That's what Howard did all the time, Austin, my mentor who raised me. He always hit the ham sandwiches, and he always drank the iced tea sweetened with aspartame. And he had it with brain cancer. How many people do you know have brain cancer? I had another friend of mine a couple of years ago, it was his buddy, and I warned him, he's always drinking diet sodas. I prayed with him about 3 weeks before he died at the hospital with brain cancer. All I can do is tell you. I can't make you do it. But I'm telling you, don't drink diet sodas.
The other one out here says poor diet and toxins. I don't know how many times I've talked about that one. The food you put in your body has an effect long term. Oh, yeah. You'll love this one. It says certain plant compounds, such as sulforaphane, found in basically cruciferous vegetables, flavonoids in citrus fruit, polyphenol in green tea, curcumin derived from turmeric.
Okay, light, camera. Green tea.
And this is what they stated. curcumin, which is turmeric, derived from turmeric, regulate cancer protective pathways and open up detoxification pathways, according to review in the journal Nutritional Oncology.
Throwing a wet blanket on cancer stem cells with turmeric.
There you go. Goes on to say your cancer preventative diet doesn't have to be vegetarian. Quite frankly, it's actually not recommended.
What did Muhammad say?
Black seed oil cures everything but death.
That's what he said. My only quote I know from Muhammad.
It's accurate. I mean, I don't know if that black seed does all that, but I've seen a lot of positive stuff.
That's what Muhammad said.
I saw somebody get rid of their dog's cancer from it. One of our customers did. I'm not making any claims. That's what he told me. Said that black seed oil got rid of his dog's cancer.
Could have been a lot of other factors.
Could have been a lot of other factors, but that's what the customer told me. Says long there need to be sufficient plants in the diet with antioxidant compounds to detoxify the body and basically get toxins out of the system. That's one of the reasons why, again, with the GHI, you add that in to the overall diet, and it gives you all those nutrients, including the curcumin, to reduce inflammation and toxins in the body. There you go.
What's the next one?
That's it.
Oh, that's
five.
Good. Okay. So what we're trying to tell you is eat clean and be healthy. Take your supplements and be healthy. Oh, by the way, you know, I've learned something. We had a neighbor here years ago, and I've seen it from multiple people, and everything was about other people's money. Now I'm gonna do a little bit of personal stuff here with you real quick. You know, I've learned something about people who use other people's money. That means they're going to use your money to do something. They basically find somebody who's willing to invest with them or for them or in them. I was like, I want you to invest in me. And they want you to give them money so they can waste it and see what works and doesn't work. And they can experiment with your money. I had a friend of mine who was a neighbor years ago, many decades ago. And they said, I don't do anything with my own money. I always do it with everybody else's money. And you see people, they had all kinds of real estate courses years ago that they were on. They had TV infomercials on, and most of these guys were found out to be frauds. And what they would do, they would talk about how you could leverage yourself and do this and do this and do this and buy all of these houses and rent all the houses, make all these payments and get all this real estate and make all this money. But they didn't tell you if the houses go vacant, or if the houses get vandalized, they got to repair the houses. You go into a negative cash flow. And all these guys were pretty much, most all of them, pretty much 90% were found to be frauds. Some of them actually went to prison for making claims that weren't even true. But I've learned something. A lot of people are out there always using other people's money. The White House is pushing ahead on a golden fleet and the new Trump-class battleships with requests for billions of dollars for shipbuilding. The White House has released its budget request for fiscal 2027, including a $1.5 trillion defense budget.
We're at $980 billion.
We were $750 billion a few years ago.
Gosh.
Trump is requesting billions of dollars for shipbuilding programs, including his new golden fleet. Other priorities include munitions, drones, and artificial intelligence. Trump's massive $1.5 trillion defense budget requests and $65 billion for Navy shipbuilding in the new White Fleet. The fiscal year shipbuilding request is ridiculous. On Friday, the White House released its budget proposal, 44% increase, highest in decades. The budget restores the readiness and lethality of the force of ensuring America's warfighters so we can go in and can we attack other nations for doing nothing. I didn't say that. I kind of added that. Key to that is more funding for shipbuilding. The White House shipbuilding request supports the construction of 18 battle force ships and 16 non-battle force ships. The budget, you know, haven't they heard of, you know, these new missiles that come in like it's, you know, 7,000 miles an hour that blows holes in the sides of the battleships? I just thought I'd mention this. And it's talking about how, you know, we're asking all of this stuff for Air Force One, do this, do this, do this, trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. And let me tell you why Donald Trump is doing all this, because he has made a life of basically using other people's money. There, you're wondering how I was going to segue that. That's why he filed bankruptcy in 89 and Wilbur Ross at Rothschild Inc. had to bail him out, because he used everybody else's money and he owed all this money to everybody because he had used these monies from these quote-unquote. Some of these guys are pretty much casino, how should you say it? They were mafiosa groups, and he basically could not pay them off, and he had to file bankruptcy, and Wilbur Ross came in and bought the debt up. See, whenever you get somebody who's in a position of power like this, who wants to go ahead and spend, it's either they're a trust fund baby.
That's true.
Which he is, okay? Or he has used credit for years and years and years and years. And I had a pastor friend say to me one time, he said, a lot of people basically have all kinds of stuff and people think they're really, really blessed and they're really, really accomplished. And they're really, really successful. But the reality is their stuff has them because they owe money on everything.
Yep.
He says they're not blessed. They're not successful. They're just in debt. But you think it's, you know, people say, what's that old thing you used to say, Austin? Fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, and it's crazy to me when I see it. And I thought, so I started to think about it. I think, why in the world, you know, we've got people here that can't pay the fuel costs to fill their pickup trucks up. I'm letting you know that. People are stealing gas and stealing diesel out of vehicles again because of the cost of diesel cost. And you're thinking to yourself, what's going on? But we have more missiles and more money to bomb more bridges in Iran.
Yeah. We got more munitions. We got more weapon systems getting built.
That's why Eisenhower, who I do not like at all, said basically, you know, beware of the military-industrial complex. He warned us about it because he knew what they were. He's also the one who did Majestic 12. I don't like what he did with that stuff either. All that stuff with the aliens and all the spaceship stuff all should have been exposed back when it all happened. What's your next story, Austin?
That's interesting. You'll like this one. Another study came out. It says, collagen craze. 10 compelling reasons to jump on the collagen peptide bandwagon now. Apparently, we're not the only ones that are manufacturing really good collagen.
I beg to differ on that.
Well, that are making collagen. We're probably some of the highest quality in the world.
Well, yeah.
But everybody seems to be.
No, everybody's bringing that cheap junk out of China.
That's
now.
Right. Everybody's been doing a lot. That was the problem when I was looking at this. Half the companies I talked to, that's where they're getting the raws from.
Oh, yeah.
From China. And this stuff's all United States grass-fed beef. And the thing is, you've got to have the proper amount and the proper quality of collagen. It says 10 compelling reasons. One of the first ones on here says it plumps up the skin. Major component of skin and promises anti-aging skin care.
Well, ladies, if you want a bunch of wrinkles, if you like wrinkles, don't use collagen. If you like wrinkles, don't use vitamin C.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah, I mean, so if you combine, you know, your vitamin C with collagen, you'd be amazed how your skin looks.
Reduces joint pain and stiffness, and that's a fact.
Has really helped my hands.
Yes, research focused on the effects of collagen supplementation combined with exercise suggests this duo significantly improves joint function and reduces pain. The study, which sifted through hundreds of trials, found collagen when taken at 15 grams a day, which is 12 and a half with three different types, is most effective enhancing joint mobility and easing discomfort. That's a fact. Improves muscle health and recovery. They suggest that certain collagen peptide supplements can enhance muscle recovery, especially combined with training regimen. This is also true. I did an article on this we wrote about collagen with the New Zealand whey protein post-workout really, really helps out with muscle recovery and joint recovery after workout.
That's our fit food protein.
That's our fit food protein with the collagen.
You may show that.
Thank you. I'm glad you deemed it so. These two together. Actually, I have a stat together on the website with these two. It's really, really good recovery stack. Reduces bone loss. This is a big one as you get older. Research indicated long-term use of collagen peptides boost bone mineral density in postmenopausal women. Speeds wound healing. This is something that I would absolutely run. If I had some type of tear, cut, lesion, you know, surgery, collagen is a staple in wound care. They showcase oral collagen supplements' role in healing severe burns. Patients consuming collagen peptides experience quicker recovery and increased nutrition markers, leading to reduced hospitalization time and burn treatment. Improved sleep. They said a study on active men with sleep disturbances showed that consuming glycine-rich collagen supplements at bedtime resulted in fewer nighttime awakenings and enhanced cognitive function upon waking. Promotes gut health. This is huge. Collagen is a key component of the intestinal lining, played a crucial role in gut health. Daily intake of collagen peptide supplements may contribute positively to digestive health maintenance. That's interesting. He said the vast majority of key component intestinal lining is collagen.
Well, it would have to be, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't really think about that, yeah. Though, but yeah.
It's epithelial cells. Yeah, so they're replaced every 72 hours.
If you start having an issue, if you're not getting adequate collagen, then that means that repair system isn't going to be able to...
Well, you remember every 72 hours, those epithelial cells in the intestinal lining are replaced, yeah. And they have to have collagen to get that done. Period.
That's interesting. Hmm? So basically, you start getting... So could it be, if you don't get proper collagen, it could... I mean, issues like leaky gut syndrome and stuff like that?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. All right, another reason to take it, boost immunity. Top tier. I've told you guys that.
Strengthening the gut lining, preventing the entry of harmful bacteria. That's exactly what leaky gut syndrome is.
Yeah.
How about that?
I never really realized that before with collagen. I even learn new things every day, guys. Boost immunity here. One of the key components, glutamine, is essential for a robust immune system, facilitating cellular repair and stimulating immune cells. AIDS and weight management, that's a fact. Especially because when you take this stuff, it makes you feel full, especially take it with the fifth food protein. You don't have massive appetite craving later on. So it keeps you full for a bit because it's straight protein. Your body's processing it, and it improves cardiovascular health. That one, obviously, collagen, crucial for artery structure, bolsters cardiovascular health. Research indicates that collagen peptide supplements may reduce fat mass and low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, enhance fat-free mass, and lower systolic blood pressure.
You know, this reminds me of is the day we were doing the berberine article.
Yeah.
We kept finding more and more and
more. I learned stuff that day, too.
Oh, me too.
I read on another research study on berberine ultimate, dihydroberberine. So, again, guys, another reason why to keep this stack in your arsenal, and I know everybody is waiting for it, has pre-ordered it. I'm getting it out. Don't fret. I'm here. Got you. I got your back.
I've got to talk about Bucky's.
Bucky's the gas station?
Yeah.
All right. You've got my attention now. I've stopped there many times.
I don't stop there anymore.
You don't stop there anymore?
Because the last time I stopped there, the lines to get in were so long, you couldn't even get to the pumps.
Well, it went bad when I went there. The only benefit that I really liked is you could stop at the end pumps. And as much as I cannot stand the EPA, I still try to follow all the rules. You can get the DEF fluid and the diesel fuel right at the same pump.
That's right. But also, they used to have real cheap gas. They don't anymore. The regular prices now.
Well, because they're kind of taking over areas.
Well, they cut people
monopoly
there,
over there. Yeah,
you know, and so now, but some guy basically drove there on an empty tank. He had like 5 miles to empty. Drives 30 miles to get gas, and he gets there, and they won't accept his his credit card, his debit card, or whatever. Or he had this thing, and he said he had 10 miles of gas left in the tank. He's going to use his Bucky's gift card. And apparently, the Bucky's gift card doesn't work at the Bucky's tanks.
You're kidding me.
Guy went berserk. He had a bunch of stuff in his car from Bucky's. I mean, the beaver, the whole bit, right?
He starts
destroying it in the parking lot, videotaping himself destroying it because now he's out of fuel. Now, yeah, I thought there was a special kind of stupid for people, but this guy's like, takes the whole limit here.
Drives 30 miles to go get fuel from Bucky's.
Because he was loyal to Bucky's. And so, to me, the last time I went to Bucky's because I thought I could get some cheaper gas. I know it's true, but I really did that, try to save money on stuff like that. I couldn't even get to the tanks. And then I finally get there after 15 minutes of waiting in line, and everybody likes to park at the tanks and go inside and shop.
Oh, that's a pet peeve of mine, man. Now, Bucky's, you know, as huge as it is, idiots can get away with it a little bit more. But please do me a favor, guys, if you're listening to me, especially...
Austin's making a plea.
I'm asking you, if you're down here in Florida, some gas stations, a lot of gas stations, they put the diesel pumps on the end of the gas stations, right? Don't park in front of the diesel pump with your car and block it and leave it and go inside to go play around and read a magazine and drink a Coca-Cola while you stare in the mirror and look stupid. Please don't do it. It's annoying to me. I can't stand it. That one time I tried to back in, you know, one diesel pump on the end, it's open. This guy's got his car parked almost halfway between both of them. It's a Honda Civic. He's blocking two pumps, including the diesel pump with his car. I got to back in. I'm like sideways trying to fill up. And I get out there and he's like, you're blocking me. I said, I'm blocking you. You're darn right I'm blocking you. So, you idiot. So, your car's been out for 20 minutes. Someone was done pumping diesel.
I'm going to say something that's going to make a lot of people mad. And I don't mean it this way, but it's going to come out this way. The majority of the people that I see who do that are Hispanic.
Really?
And I don't know why.
This is a white guy, idiot.
No.
Double-digit IQ at best.
I mean, I hate to say that, but I mean...
Why did you go with that?
I had to do it because I was driving to Auburndale the other day, and I'm driving to the office, and there's a whole group of Hispanics. And don't tell me, how do you know they were Hispanic? Because they looked like they were Hispanics. They were speaking Spanish out the window. Okay, and they had a whole bunch of McDonald's bags in there, and they all simultaneously threw their bags out the window.
Oh my gosh!
Stop for a second. Let me stop for a second.
Littering's a big thing.
I was imported by Alder years ago on a cruise ship. Right, this is when the guys had the machine pistols with us to protect us. Right, and we pick up these horses at the stable, and we have to walk across the street to go out to the beach to walk the horses.
I remember that?
And you were with us.
I was with us. Yes, we're on horses.
And the horses were kicking through trash.
It was 2 feet high.
It was 2 feet high.
Yeah.
Now, I said, why is there trash everywhere? Well, they don't have garbage pickup here.
Well,
that's a problem. They stole it out of the yard. Listen to me. If you're from South America, we have trash pickup here. They have trash pickup at the gas station.
We have you trash dump your cans crap at the gas station. Yeah.
And I'm not trying to pick on you because I know a lot of you guys are really clean. And one of the cleanest countries I've ever been in my entire life was Madrid, Spain. I mean, it was unbelievable. The city was perfect. It looked like Europe. It looked like Germany used to look. Germany's turned into a swine pit now. You go to Frankfurt, there's trash laying everywhere. You know,
that's how it's getting around here, man. I've noticed that. They put all these subdivisions in. All these losers are moving here that don't respect anything.
No.
There's been trash. Arbordale used to be really clean.
No.
I mean, it was like,
well, no,
you walk up the sidewalk.
No, they throw the bags out the window. Listen, we have trash pickup if you're from a third world country. You don't have to throw it out the window. Yesterday, I'm driving over to Winter Haven, and somebody took a whole pile of crap out of a pickup truck and just dumped it on the side of the road.
No, no. They're doing that a lot lately.
And mattresses and trash. And now, don't get me wrong. I took my trailer to the dump last week. I did. I had a
to the landfill.
To the landfill.
You dump it all.
And it ripped off some of my lights to the trash lane everywhere. Now I'm having to get the trailer fixed. And I had to pay the dumping fees. But it's okay. It's better than throwing it on the side of the road.
Well, here's the mentality with this. The problem is if everybody goes, well, I don't want to mess with going to landfill. I don't want to go mess with the trash can. I'm just going to throw it out the window. If everybody starts to gather that concept and starts to do that behavior, do you realize how unbelievably disgusting, filthy, and dirty everything becomes? Because everybody starts throwing all of their junk everywhere all the time, and there's just littered trash down the street. It's disgusting. Respect where you live, man. Respect where other people live. If they take care of their place, if it's a nice area, don't be throwing stuff out the window. I mean, I think that in Florida, it's a $500 fine for littering.
I'm never seen anybody get pulled for doing that.
No, they're too busy pulling people over for, you know, red light tickets.
I remember I was in Germany a few years ago, and I've told the story before, and these guys are walking around, you know, with machine guns, these cops, and they got this attack dog with them, and he's not muzzled, he's a shepherd, and some girl drops a cigarette butt on the ground, and the cops start chewing her out, and the dog goes for her throat, and they drag the dog off of her, and she's like, you know, I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe it's happening.
Well, don't throw cigarette butts on the floor.
Yeah, but then I turn around, and there's trash laying all over the road.
Why'd they
pick on her? You know, Germany used to be the cleanest country in the world.
Very clean back in the day.
My mom taught me a lot of great things. She really did. She used to go out and scrub the sidewalks on her hands and knees with a scrub brush and soap in front of the house. I mean, scrub them. So when you walked into the house, you wouldn't be tracking a bunch of trash.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, you think, well, you can't.
She kept everything tight, man.
You think I'm joking? I'm not joking. She did. On her hands and knees on a scrub brush. And I watch her, and I think, wow.
Well, I remember going over to the bar all the time and play pool with you. I mean, that place was always super organized, super tight all the time. Mm-hmm. Smelled like smoke. She'd hotbox it. We'd have to air it out. Still can't stand cigarette smell because of that.
Oh, by the way, to change topics, third hotbox bars. Third order effects begin. U.S. airlines are now hiking bag fees as jet fuel prices spike.
Saw that. They're starting to do fuel surcharges on everything now.
On bags, too.
On bags.
Yeah, so now Lufthansa already charges some insane amount for a second bag.
Yeah.
And so the problem is, you think, well, they shouldn't do that. When you're flying in a plane, it's about one big deal. It's about weight.
Yep.
That's why these planes, if they have to fly from, like, Orlando to Charlotte, it's about an hour and a half flight, they don't run with full tanks of fuel.
No.
Because it's too heavy.
Too heavy. They don't need that much fuel.
Because you have to burn a lot more fuel because of the weight of the extra fuel. So they burn enough fuel to make sure they've got about 20% left when they get there, and that's all they put in. That's why every once in a while they get kind of low on fuel because somebody makes a mistake calculating it.
Yeah.
Now usually the computers do all that for them and look at how many pounds. And they don't measure fuel in gallons, by the way. They measure it in pounds. That's why they do. They teach you when you're taking your classes. Here's how much a gallon of kerosene or jet fuel weighs. Here's how much a gallon of gasoline weighs. How much weight can you have? That was one of the questions that I was asked on my final, an oral question. You know, if I was going to fly my 210 to Miami, then fly it to Key West with six passengers on board with a bunch of fish and ice and stuff. And I finally told the guy, I said, it won't work. I said, I can only carry 80 pounds of fuel.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to have to stop every 30 minutes to get more gas. And he said, okay. And I got to take 300 pounds of fuel off the plane to make it fly.
Everything. is about weight with flying.
Because weight, thrust, gravity, all that, if you want to call it gravity, it's really electromagnetic field. You know, Einstein drove himself crazy on gravity.
So what happens is you start having everybody, and they want to bring 2, 3, 4 bags on one plane.
Yeah.
Adds more weight, adds more cost. And the thing, too, I mean, this is why, I mean, and I will hold my line on this as long as I can, but Amazon, FedEx, UPS, they've all notified everybody they're doing fuel surcharges on all shipments now. They have no choice. They can't do it. Diesel is $6 a gallon in Florida. Diesel $8 a gallon in California now. What happens is when you have price jumps this much, you've got to factor it in your cost of expenses or else it will eat your margins alive. And so right now it's minimal with a lot of the contract pricing that I have with them. So I don't intend on having to put any type of surcharges on anything as far as with shipping. Right now we still have the VIP. But I will say this. The VIP at $19.95 is probably the best deal I've ever seen online. I mean, you get your stuff like next day, second day air for less than $20. You're shipping anywhere in the country pretty much.
Regardless of order size.
Yeah, regardless of weight. I do this to help out everybody that wants their stuff very quickly. However, if this continues to go on with this lunatic in office doing all these constant rhetoric and getting gas prices and fuel prices to go through the roof, and I will say this, DeSantis refusing to do anything down here in Florida right now. I've been extremely disappointed with our legislators down here in Florida. I mean, they won't pull the gas tax off. They won't pull the gas fees off. They won't try to cap margin prices on anything right now. And the fuel prices are literally going to cripple everything at a standstill, and they've done nothing about it. Oh, but, you know, they make sure they pass their legislation to – so, you know, if you run a red light now, it's a $500 fine. Or if you have an exhaust that they don't like, that's a $400 fine or whatever.
Or if you refuse to do business with Israel, they stop doing business
with
you.
Right. So we got that in Florida. But, you know, heck. Trying to cap diesel prices right now while everybody's trying to do transportation. What's going to happen is transporting across the country is going to literally double here shortly because how much fuel you spend. If it's no longer $1,200 to drive a trailer from Florida to Texas and now diesel doubles, now it's $2,400, everything goes up. Every single thing you touch goes up.
Oh, by the way, here's an interesting. Nancy Mace says Bondi is still compelled to legally testify in the Epstein probe. You know, when she was attorney general, she could be brought before the House and all kinds of other committees as attorney general and be forced to testify. Right. And I don't think she could take the fifth.
No, because the AG,
you know,
they can't take the fifth. I don't think so either.
I don't think so either. But now.
But can they bring her back? I think she can take the fifth.
Now
though.
I think she can take the fifth.
Yeah, because she's civilian.
Because now all of a sudden, if they say something, what did you see in the Epstein files? I plead the fifth. Or I don't remember. Because, you know, maybe she'll learn from Roger Stone's second time before Congress
she
not saying anything.
Shut. Mm-hmm. She's keeping her mouth shut.
But you got to remember, the reason Pam Bundy, in my opinion, got fired is she did not do a good enough job of suppressing the Epstein files. That she basically released too much information.
I think she actually thought she was going to make a difference. I think she wanted to have a lot of stuff go out there. And then all of a sudden she realized real quick how little control you have in that position. And they pretty much used her as a scapegoat. Yeah, he's a scapegoat. Now, everything can deflect back on her. Oh, we don't know what happened with that. That was Pam Bundy's. Mm-hmm. What happened with this? We don't know Pam Bundy. She messed that up. Everything deflects now.
She didn't listen. She had a court order. She didn't listen.
Plausible deniability. We don't know anything. But she completely botched everything. This is why she's been terminated.
And that's why so many of these meetings that take place, remember her meeting with Trump was done in his limousine?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I guarantee
you. Nobody listening.
And I guarantee it'd been swept for bugs. Guarantee it. Okay? And because nobody, it's always plausible deniability. That conversation took place with you and Pam Bundy. No, it didn't.
No, it didn't. She came in there and said hey to me before she left.
Yeah.
That's all we talked about.
We talked about a soccer game that happened the night before.
Yep.
In fact, that meeting never took place. I was at home in Florida, you know, sick.
Actually, I wasn't even in the limousine.
I was
in Mar-a-Lago playing golf.
You know, I was sick with the flu in Mar-a-Lago in my back room.
In my back room.
So if nobody can prove anybody's in this plane. You know, all these windows are tinted. Who knows who's in the it's funny, isn't it? He talks to her about her dismissal in the limo. Let's have a little chit-chat, Pam. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Well, let's say that movie's a shooter. Mm-hmm. He's having a conversation on the side of that mountain. I'm not even here right now. I'm in my house sick with the flu.
With food poisoning.
With food poisoning, right. Yep, mm-hmm. For 3 days. Here's another article here I wanted to cover, too. Where was it at? It was one that we wrote. I wanted to cover this because it was interesting. I was reading it the other day. Give me a second here. What's your next article? Let me pull it up. I had it pulled up. I lost my thing on here. But.
Three early warning signs of dementia going down with memory. And it talks about 7 million people now are being diagnosed with memory and, you know, senile dementia and Alzheimer's disease. And it talks about how the brain's memory center is attacked. And it says there's over 100 types of subtypes of different types of dementia that are out there, and people don't even realize that. And a lot of times you start to forget words, you start to make impulsive, irrational decisions. Could be an easy sign, early sign of brain damage, along with the hippocampus. Dementia damages the frontal lobe and the region of the brain responsible for judgment, inhibition, planning, and evaluating risks. This damage can result in money mismanagement habits such as impulse shopping or signing up for unneeded credit cards. Really big deal on that one. I've seen that repeatedly with people that have had brain damage. They start just buying stuff. I mean, stuff they don't need, you know, with credit cards. And it never ends. A 2020 study from Johns Hopkins University, of over more than 81,000 older adults on Medicare, found those with Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia worsened their credit scores up to 6 years before receiving formal diagnosis. Researchers with the Federal Reserve Bank of New York also recently found that the 5 years before a dementia diagnosis, patients were more likely to miss regular bill payments. Risky decisions making is particularly common in frontal dementia, accounting for about 20 dementia cases, 1 in 20. Now, also, I will say this. This is really, really important, and they've got some other things here we can talk about later. But one of the big things that happens when you have brain injury, a traumatic brain injury, like with football helmets, et cetera, is you can have damage to the brain, which you won't even pay attention until a few years later down the road as you get older that's going to start having problems. So if you're going to have your child in contact sports, make sure they're wearing headgear. Make sure they're wearing a football helmet. Make sure it's the best you can buy. I remember years ago, you know, I got a BMW. This is 25 years ago. I bought a really nice, shoey carbon fiber helmet.
Yeah.
The best one I could buy. And Austin was driving bikes then, which I wish I never would have allowed. But I did, and I got him the same type of carbon fiber helmet. Now, they were expensive as all get-out. That helmet was $1,000 20 years ago. But it was for my skull, for my brain.
They're high-speed race helmets, man.
I don't even know where mine went. I can't even find it. I look for it the other day. You don't know where
you
mine is.
You lost it?
No, I didn't. Somebody did.
Mine's in the man cave on the shelf looking at me. It's a wall piece now.
I don't know where it is.
That's a nice helmet.
That was a nice helmet. It was a floor
seat. They're race helmets. I mean, they're designed. If you hit the asphalt at 100 miles an hour.
As long as
you got leathers on.
How do I lose a helmet? It's huge. It's not like a pincushion or something.
It's like a quad XL.
It is. My giant German blockhead brain.
We had to order it. We had to order it. Yeah.
To wear extra large hat sizes, but it was funny to me because I mean, people take the kids out and it's like rugby. A lot of times they play rugby with no helmets at all. It's dangerous, you know. And then people who ride horses, they've fallen off the horses all the time, hit their heads all the time, contact sports all the time, and then they fall again and they have another brain injury. Traumatic brain injuries are serious, guys, and you gotta be really careful because there's not a whole lot you can do to fix them. Once you call it, it's like the brain's like a Jell-O. And it's got all kinds of, you know, connections and neurons and like wires in it. And when that Jell-O gets shifted real hard, it shears those wires loose. And then all of a sudden, all those memories just go away. And now all your impulse control just goes away. And now you don't know what you're doing anymore. You see it over and over and over again with bipolar disorder that's caused from traumatic brain injuries. So be very, very, very careful when you're doing contact sports, especially with children. And realize if you have, I have a friend of mine. She's from I think it's Connecticut. And she said that her grandmother started thinking she had won all the publisher clearinghouse things and started sending out checks to people.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no, she sent out $500,000 in checks. I kid you not.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay? And finally, all these checks are hitting the bank. And her grandmother is just writing checks out. And now they're trying to get the money back from the bank. And I said to her, I said, why didn't you just take the checkbook away from her and have her name taken off the account?
Yeah.
Instead of trying to go after the bank. It's not the bank's fault she did that. It's y'all's fault. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of senile. Somebody should have started thinking about that a little bit more.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you get sometimes that happens with older folks. You know, they start doing stuff like that, and they don't really know what they're writing up.
Or now I'm filing bankruptcy for the 14th time. You know, okay, well, great. Why are you doing that? Well, I don't know. I like to spend money. Well, maybe you need to take the credit card away. Just maybe.
Be careful with credit cards, man. I know a lot of people got use credit cards strategically as a tool, not a crutch.
Yep.
Use them as a backup if you need them. Use them as an emergency fund if you have to have them. Use them to gather points and pay it off every single month. I know so many people and friends over the years that have gotten wrapped up in these big credit cards, and all of a sudden it's like it's great when they're buying it, they're paying it down, and all of a sudden something happens, and now they got this $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 elephant hanging over them at 30%. Remember this. The love of money is the root of all evil,
right.
And this is what the bankers do. They love money. They love it. They love debt. They love to consume everybody's stuff. They can't produce anything. You ever notice that? The boys that love for a year, they never actually manufacture anything tangible.
Bankers don't manufacture anything.
No, they don't build anything. They loan money out at interest, and they loan money out, and they do derivative swaps. They do fractional reserve banking. They're complete and total low-life parasites. They feed off everybody's hard work. They go in and say, oh, you have $1 million in savings in your account. Well, because we write the banking rules, we can loan $40 million in credit off your $1 million in cash in the account. Now, here's the funny part. If you go in there and you try to pull that $1 million out in cash, they won't do it. You try to pull that $1 million out in a check, they won't do it. They'll tell you it's going to take 5 to 7 business days for funding to occur, even just to get a check out of your account when you start going high limits. Because what happens is you pull that cash out, they've got to call those notes due. They've got to fund it with other cash because they're manipulatory, they're predatory, and this is how they've always thrived off sucking money from everybody else. This is why Jesus went into the temple and said, you turn the temple into basically a brood of vipers. You're going over here. You're screwing everybody over.
Den of thieves.
You're going in unjust scales. You're saying this is an ounce of silver and it's not an ounce of silver. It's 0.8 ounces of silver. You're stealing from everyone. This is what they do. Oh, kind of like, oh, we like your oceanfront property in Lebanon. You have 24 hours to vacate.
We're
demolishing every single person's house, children's homes they've grown up.
This is not Iran.
No. Children's homes they've grown up in, memories, hundreds of years. Houses, generations, families. We like what we see. We want it now. It's ours.
Well, didn't Trump do something with Venezuela? We're going into Venezuela because we're taking their oil. It's our oil now.
Ideology.
He said the other day, he said if I wanted to, because I would just go in Iran and take all their oil.
You can't even get the Strait open.
Doesn't the Bible say we shouldn't steal?
Thou shalt not steal. It's actually...
By the way, the Bible says you shouldn't be doing a lot of things. And you know, and the Washington Post has an article now which shows that Berlin has gone back to its cesspool origins of 1920. Pants are optional. What I learned about navigating Berlin's famous club scene.
Pants are optional.
They like you going in naked in some of these clubs.
Jeez.
You know, this is exactly what happened when Hitler took office in 1933. They had pedophilia and all these crazy things going on in those clubs in
Berlin.
Pedophilia
was legalized back then.
And they were homosexuals. They were gay. You can watch that movie Cabaret if you want to see some weird, sick stuff. And what ended up happening is, within a week after Hitler took office, done. In fact, he put one of the headquarters for the Nazi Party down in Berlin, one of the clubs that was there. Hey, here's what we're going to do. You guys have to go out the door now. They were gone. They left very, very quickly. But now it's come back to this. And don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that Hitler was a great guy and everything that he did. But what I'm saying is he didn't like this kind of stuff. And now Berlin is a cesspool again.
No, he hated that kind of stuff. Yeah, actually. Yeah. If you read or listen to any of his speeches in English, mm-hmm. and you actually get real true translation on them now, which you can do, you'd be shocked on how much stuff you actually agree with him on certain topics.
Yeah.
And I'm not promoting him, but I'm saying they've painted it in a light because they have to make sure they are the victims.
Oh,
I'll leave it at that.
Pants are optional. What I learned navigating Berlin's famous club scenes. Here's what I learned about navigating Berlin's.
Stay out of them.
I've never gone there. I never will.
Stay away from that. You guys need anything, you know where to get a hold of us. Email us. I'm getting caught up. I was actually a couple of emails that I missed. I'm getting caught up to them. Thank you for the continued support, Health Masters. Be sure to check out the product of the week, Last Day Thyroid Support. You want to keep your energy balanced, your thyroid functioning, burning butter. They're burning fat like butter in a microwave, keep your metabolism rocking. Thyroid Support's where it's at, especially if you've been having any type of thyroid issues. This product really, really, really gets the thyroid healthy again, especially if you cut out stuff like the breads, the pastas, and the fluoride out of your water. You'll be shocked on how much better your thyroid functions.
And by the way, burning butter is something you don't want to do. Don't burn your eggs. Make sure you cook them slowly in the morning.
Burn body fat.
You don't want brown eggs. You don't want those. They're bad to eat those, by the way. And... that's true.
I know.
Keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus all the days of your life. For he is the author. He is the finisher. He is the perfecter of our faith. He's the one who created this universe that we're in. He's the one who set up the rules of engagement. And guys, They're good rules. They really are. You need to pay attention to them. I love you guys. I appreciate you so much. And we will see you guys tomorrow. You got anything else you want to say?
We got
10 seconds left.
I'll be shipping this out. It's coming in. More of it coming in tomorrow. You guys want to do pre-sale on it. It's on sale right now until I get all the orders fulfilled. Once fulfilled, it goes back to retail. But I want to give everybody the opportunity that wanted to try it first. Big discount on it. It's over 10 bucks off, which is a big discount on a $60 product. So check it out. Grab it if you want. The sale will be over probably next week once I get everything fulfilled. And give me your feedback. I've got no reviews on this one, guys. I know you'll like it. It's going to take a couple weeks. I love it when I get reviews from you. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. We'll talk to you again on this show tomorrow, as always.
And thank you so much for your support.
Yes.
Without you, we wouldn't be here.
That's a fact.